On this day, June 21st, 1834, a patent was granted for a farming machine that built the American West and made food cheaper for everyone. What was it? We'll tell you about it. Let's get started. The years between 1830 and 1860 saw the invention of numerous labor-saving machines, which made life easier for mankind. In 1836, John Ericsson invented screw propellers for steam vessels. Now, this was a lot better than the old paddle wheel. In 1839, Samuel Morse invented the telegraph. In that same year, John Draper invented a photographic process. The revolving printing press came in 1845. And then there were medical advancements. In 1846, a Boston dentist came up with a way of taking the horrible agonies of surgical procedure away, anesthetic. Imagine what that did to the minds and psychological state of people having anesthetic. Have you ever seen those movies where they were showing people getting legs sawed off? And, oh, just terrible. Thank God for anesthetic. And that same year, women found relief from Elias Howe's sewing machine. And my mother-in-law just bought a little sewing machine for my 7-year-old daughter, Ava. That'll be fun watching her do that. Then, in 1850, came the first steam fire engine, and in 1855, the first suspension bridge was built. And around that same time, the Bessemer process of making steel was invented. Those years saw an explosion of inventions, which can only thrive in an atmosphere of freedom. But on this day, June 21st, 1834, a patent was granted for an invention that, according to Lincoln's Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton, carried permanent civilization westward more than 50 miles a year. That's incredible. What was that invention? Well, before I tell you, let me give you a backdrop so you can appreciate the invention. Contrasts sometimes help really bring an illustration to light. The early settlers were, for the most part, farmers. There hadn't been much improvement in the methods of farming for over 1,000 years. An ancient Egyptian farmer didn't do things much differently than a farmer in Jamestown. And life on the farm was hard labor. They used wooden plows with a bit of scrap iron nailed to a mold board to cut the soil. They also used wood harrows with wooden teeth to pulverize the soil, or sometimes all they did was drag large branches of trees across the field. Colonial farmers cut wheat with a metal sickle, and that was really hard and slow work. Maybe that's why the image of death, you know, the grim reapers always holding a sickle, because it was such hard work, it reminded them of death. I don't know where that came from, but it's interesting. So again, hard work on that farm back then. To thresh grain, they pounded it by hand. A farmer could produce about 15 bushels of wheat in a day through this method. 15. Those 15 bushels represented a lot of sweat and probably some blood, too. Well, then Cyrus McCormick comes to the rescue. He invented the reaper in 1831, had it patented on this day, June 21st, 1834, and it went to market in 1840. Almost said 1940. 1840. The reaper revolutionized methods of planting and harvesting crops. Now, Western farmers were able, with machines worked by horsepower, to manage large farms with only the help of their families and, if needed, a few hired hands. Now, one person was able to do what it used to take 5 men to do. Well, more farming machines followed on the heels of the reaper, and these machines made the West, especially the reaper. Without them, the West would have grown at a much slower rate. President Woodrow Wilson was a historian and a president of a college before he was president. He wrote a history of the United States, and this is what he said about the reaper. He said, "It once and for all solved and simplified the problem of how great plains and wide valleys of the West were to be brought under cultivation by a sparse population where hands were few." Well, that was Woodrow Wilson. The reaper allowed one man to do the work of many men. It made the great wheat farms of the West possible, and it cheapened bread worldwide. On this day, June 21st, 1834, Cyrus McCormick got a patent for his reaper.